Chuck Chat Freestyle for Wednesday, August 19th, Season 4, Episode 16 of The Dog Days of Summer. Greetings! I will try to keep this upbeat, but as you can tell, there is something wrong with my speech today. I had oral surgery this morning. If you notice on Facebook, started out the day with a shebang. Just cleaning up my mouth for the surgery, doing my usual morning routine, brushing teeth, flossing, and whammo, my molar on the crown came off. So I called the dentist's office and said, "Hey, can you put this back on for me?" "Yeah, we'll schedule it. We got an opening at 10:30 we can get you in for." No, I gotta be at the periodontist at 9 o'clock. So, is there like an emergency room for dentists? I said, "Why don't you come in at 8 when the office opens, I'll see what we can do." So I said, "Good, because I live about 5 minutes away." And got into the dentist. They took care of me in about 30 minutes, which gave me plenty of time to get to the periodontist. Which they could have done it anyway, because they make crowns too. So they got me in the chair. They took an impression, which I haven't had done since, I don't know when the last time I had an impression. You know, where they put the pink goop in a tray and slap it in your mouth? I had it all the time when I was a teenager, because I had impacted bicuspid and braces, and they were constantly making those things. They don't do that anymore too much. I guess the last time I did it was when I had the teeth whitening trays. They did it then. So 5 years ago or so. So old pro at that. I don't gag on that pink crap anymore. It's a little messy around the face. They got the impression done. Then they numb me up. So the reason I was there is because I have receded gums, as I mentioned yesterday. But there's one particularly bad spot in the front, lower, where the gum line just kind of drooped down. I don't know what happened, if it was from virus or eating an apple or something in my past about 15 years ago or so caused that to happen. And we've been keeping an eye on it. Nothing got worse. Nothing got better. Just said, oh well. But when we got to Phoenix, the dentist had a different opinion and said, oh my, we should take care of that. Because if your gums start to go, then the bone starts to recede. And if the bone starts to recede, you can lose your teeth. Oh, well, that's not good. Let's take care of that. So we got an appointment. We got a consultation in January. Waited for all the paperwork and insurance and blah, blah, blah to get done. And finally got appointment one of two. I had one today. If you listened to yesterday's show, thank you very much. They got me numbed up. They zapped me with the Novocaine, lidocaine, whatever cane it is, sugar cane, it wasn't sugar cane. And then let me sit there for what felt like an exceptionally long time. Because this doctor is a private contractor. He only shows up at this particular office once a month, which is why I have one appointment now and one in mid-September. He took care of that, and then I could hear him consulting with somebody else in the next room about a similar situation to mine. Well, I studied the x-ray that was on the screen of my full-face x-ray going, fascinating. I like x-rays. I like dentistry. I like medical stuff. It's science. Science fascinates me. So I studied my full panoramic facial x-ray and what's going on. I said, oh, that crown came off and went back on. And a filling had been replaced by an inlay since that thing was taken in January. Blah, blah, blah. Gonna bore you if you're not into the science and dentistry stuff. Then he came back and said, you're all numbed up, and said, shouldn't feel anything, but I'm gonna numb you up a little more just to be sure. Couldn't feel a darn thing. I don't know if he just stuck the needle near my face or actually into the gums, but it worked. Then the cutting started. Now this is a tissue graft. Where do they take the tissue from? The roof of my mouth. So he numbed that up too. And he went a little slicey-slicey. You could feel pressure, but there wasn't any pain, obviously, because it was all numbed up. And I felt like he was cutting a little more than he needed to. But hey, I'm not the doctor. And my problem is I visualize this. Whether it's something like a dentist chair, I can see the scalpel cutting the tissue in my head. I'm trying to relax. No, Chuck, don't visualize that. Visualize a saltwater aquarium with lots of tropical fish. And that worked for a little while. Got that all taken care of, cut the piece out of the roof of my mouth, lots of gauze, lots of pressure, lots of pushing. The assistant was very helpful. And to his credit, he was very nice. He told every step of the way, here's what I'm going to do. This is what you're going to feel. I'm going to need your help with this. And got it all done. And in about a half hour, came back with this little plastic retainer thing, which is what the impression was for, so they could make a tray of my teeth to guard that spot on the roof of my mouth, and give me all kinds of instructions about what I can and cannot do, and what I shouldn't be eating, and what I can eat, and how often I should rinse a day, and no straws, and all this kind of stuff. Very, very informative. And then he gave me a sheet that said the same thing, because some people are readers. Donna would read that thing top to bottom. Some people are listeners. I heard it once, and that's all I needed. But I read it anyway, just to see if there's something I was missing, which I wasn't. They got me some prescription, I guess it's like a Vicodin, off-brand name Vicodin, ibuprofen, that's about three times the strength of over-the-counter stuff, a special antiseptic mouthwash, and some amoxicillin. So I have some medications to take, and I cannot... This is the gross part. That antiseptic mouthwash is to not only kill the germs, but kind of keep your mouth clean, because I cannot brush my teeth for 2 weeks. Yeah, just in time for Dragon Con. Thank goodness. I did not want to go there with this on my breath. So they slapped this clear plastic tray over my teeth, and of course, I'm still bleeding. For about another 24 hours, I'm going to have slow leaks in my gums and the roof of my mouth. I look like I just ate a zombie. I had blood in this tray, and it was all over my teeth, and I tried to give a smile. Took a picture of that. I don't think I'll post that to Facebook, but it looks like I'm a bloody vampire. It's nasty, smiling with a mouthful of blood. The anesthetic, the local anesthetic, is starting to wear off, so I stopped at Walgreens and picked up the prescription drugs. And took the ibuprofen first. Darn thing kind of got stuck in the back of my throat. Can't hack it up. Can't swallow it down. So I sent down the amoxicillin. Maybe that'll knock it loose. Nope. Can't hack it up. Can't swallow it down. What do I got? I got some stale bread that's getting a little old in the fridge. So I warmed that up in the microwave with a moist paper towel over it. See if I can soften that up, put some butter on it, ripped it up into tender chunks, crammed it in the back of my mouth, chewed a little while, and after about four or five of those, I think I dislodged it and everything's fine. So for lunch, I had a couple of eggs, scrambled, actually messy is what we call them. Scrambled eggs would have milk and everything all whipped together. These are just two sunny side up where you break the yolk and slap them around a bit. We call those messy eggs. So it's going to be interesting for the next couple of days. I am supposed to do a broadcast with Craig tomorrow for work, and I do most of the presenting. We'll have the cameras on at the beginning, but then we'll go to a PowerPoint and demos after that. We'll see how this goes. The pain is starting to kick in. And by the way, the Vicodin narco stuff, whatever they called it, was actually dated for some reason. They dated the prescription for tomorrow, so I couldn't get that one filled. And I suspect I'm going to need that tonight. So it could be a pretty scary night with a little bit of bleeding out the mouth, a little bit of pain. Feels like somebody did some sword play in my mouth. The front lower lip is tender and sore, but not, I haven't felt anything from the roof of the mouth where they took the tissue graft from yet. So knock on wood that'll be all right. Based on previous experience in oral surgeries, I tend to heal pretty fast, so I should be A1 shape by Dragon Con. No problems, no more drooling and slurring, and I'll be able to smile. That's what I'm looking forward to, is those free awkward hugs. All right, today, the review of TV, movie, and or book is appropriately a show, I think it's on Cinemax, called The Nick. You can guess what it's about. It's about doctors around the turn of the century. I thought I did this one, but I checked my records and I have not. So I'm kind of glad that it wasn't done, because I looked and said, I wish I could do The Nick today. The Nick is about the era where they took medicine out of the barbershops and actually started using scientific principles around it, experimentation, a lot of innovation. They even roll in some interesting historical storylines, like getting electricity into the hospital or Typhoid Mary. It takes place in New York. This, I think it's New York. Yeah, it's New York. And centers around this one main doctor, but there are lots of other colorful characters in there as well. Very good story, very good writing. First season is just concluded. The main doctor has an addiction to cocaine. At first, you know, it was an experimental thing back then. They used it both as an anesthetic and as a pick-me-up. But didn't realize it was an addictive drug. And he is addicted. But I'm not going to spoil it for you. There's a lot of good story in there. I rate this about a 9. This is a good one. I'd like to see how it develops before I give it a full 10. It was on my highly rated must-watch list. So if you are interested in that kind of thing, it's drama, not much comedy. There is a little bit of love story in it. There's good show. All right, before I drool all over myself, I'm going to cut this one out. I mean, cut this one to the end. Thank you very much for listening. Listen to the instructions at the end if you want to get in touch with me.
There's that music again. That means that's all for this time. So let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in the Binary Studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days, about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.